Now there's something else as we move down in the psalm. Let me come to verse 7 here in it, and we'll move down in the psalm from there. And I'm reading again from this translation. The law of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Jehovah are truth. They're altogether righteous, more to be desired than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. What a picture that you have here of this. And now notice this next. By them thy servant is warned. In keeping them the reward is great. Now, that brings us to the conclusion of this section here. The second section, the commandments. And you notice the thing that it says about them, that they are perfect. Believe me, they're perfect. The reason the law can't save you and me is because it's perfect and we are not. We can't measure up to it. And there's nothing wrong with the law. My, the law is quite wonderful. And we're told that, even Paul, who sets forth the grace of God in such a wonderful way. He makes it very clear when you come over to the epistle to the Romans, and I think probably I should turn there and share two or three verses with you. Let me begin reading at verse 12 here. Here's what he says about the law. Wherefore the law is holy, the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me by that which is good. That sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I'm carnal, sold under sin. Nothing wrong with the law. It is spiritual. But it's a ministration of death to us because there's something radically wrong with us. The law is given to show us that we are sinners before God. And so the law here, notice what it says, it's perfect. And the second thing, it's sure. My friend, don't bank on God changing to the new morality, or that God is reading some of the new views of psychology, or that God is listening to the decisions that some judges are handing down. God's going to punish sin. He says he is. And the testimony of the Lord, sure. Just as sure as you are right where you are right now, the judgment is coming. The commandments reveal that. And then we're told the statutes of the Lord, they're right. Now, somebody says they don't like certain of the commandments. Well, maybe you don't like them. God does. They're right. And what makes them right? I was in a class in sociology years ago, and that was years ago, by the way, when I was in college, and the professor was always saying, and I didn't have the answer then, he's always saying, who's going to determine what's right? How do you know this is right? Well, it's right because God says it's right. The statutes of the Lord, they're right. They're right because he says, and this is his universe. He made it. He makes the rules. Now, maybe you don't like the law of gravitation, but I advise you not to fool with it. That is, if you go on top of a 10-story building, don't step off. Because he won't suspend it for you. It operates for all. The statutes of the Lord, they're right. And they're pure, friends. I tell you, they're pure. They will do something for you. They'll ennoble you, lift you up. And the fear of the Lord. Now, we're told here in this new Scofield reference Bible that it's reverential trust. I'll buy that, because I have to with these brethren that made it. But I do want to say this. I still believe it's fear. And I want to tell you, we'll do well to fear God, my friend. Nothing wrong with that. You know, I love my dad, but I sure was afraid of him. And you know, that kept me in line. I think that's what kept me out of jail, was my dad. I tell you, I knew when I did wrong, there'd be trouble. And there was no way around the fear of the Lord. It's clean. It'll clean you up. Made me a better boy, and even at that, I got in trouble all the time. But I had fear of my dad, and that didn't mean I didn't love him. And then we're told the ordinances of the Lord, they're true. You want to know what truth is? Pilate wanted to know. He says, what's truth? Truth is standing right in front of him in the person of Jesus Christ and righteous. God, whatever he does is right. Oh, this is a tremendous section here. And we ought to learn to love the Word of God, all of it. There are some folk, several have written me, they think I'm opposed to the Ten Commandments. Why? Ten Commandments are wonderful. I'm not opposed to them. I'm opposed to Vernon McGee. He can't keep them. Now, maybe you can. If you can keep them, then you can ask God to move over. And you'll just sit right by the side of him because you're going to make it on your own. But he says you won't. And I agree with him. And he told me I wouldn't make it on my own. And I agree with him. And I have to come as a sinner to him. Therefore, that brings us to this last, the grace of God in Christ. Who can understand his errors? Who can? I subterfuge a great deal. You subterfuge. I rationalize. My wife says I rationalize everything. I'm pretty good at that, by the way. I can give you excuses, but God won't accept them. God says that you can't understand your errors. Just take his word for it that you're a sinner. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. That's the problem today. A great many people, they think they're not sinners. And he says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. What is that great transgression? I'll tell you what that great transgression is. That's to reject Jesus Christ, the one that is set before us. Now listen to him. This is a verse you hear many times in prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Who is my strength? Christ. Who's my redeemer? Christ. And he becomes that through the grace of God. What a wonderful psalm.